The regulars look at her carefully. Is this a joke? No, it's young Ethel, the librarian's dim-witted daughter. Where is it? Have you got it? One asks. Scroogey fished it out of the creek. Gary's got it. He wanted to keep it a secret. He wants to give Bob a surprise, I mean. Natalia leans against the door. She makes a sound, like a cat crying. The pub erupts. Everybody is talking at the same time. Someone call Gary. Has anyone got his number? Phone that Rodney fellow then. He'll have his number. Tell him to bring it over here. People yell. A hand grabs Ethelfled's shoulder. It's Natalia. What have you done? What if he hasn't got it? What if he sold it? We'll end up being chucked into the creek, the three of us. Samantha has turned red. That's it, Ethelfled, she whispers furiously. I need a friend that acts like a normal human being. If we get out of here alive, you'll have to find yourself another friend, and this time I mean it. A yell is heard from inside the pub. The girl's right. He's got the trophy. He's coming this way. Ethelfled smiles. Natalia sighs with relief, and Samantha covers her face with her hands. Great. Now we don't have to worry about the rest. We know it's Gary who's going to kill us. Wonderful. Get some drinks for the girls, someone shouts. They are asked questions. Ethelfled answers. Samantha frowns and keeps quiet. Natalia murmurs something, but nobody minds. A while later, the door opens and Gary walks in. He's carrying the trophy in his arms. Rodney is behind him. They are both white, and they have the same scared expression as Sam and Natalia. Gary tries to smile, but it makes him look like he's crying. Everybody cheers. He's got the trophy! He's found the trophy! The barman yells at everyone to be quiet. I'm phoning Bob. He's got to come over. I'll tell him he left something here the other night. The phone call is over in 20 seconds. Then people pass the trophy around the room one by one. People are shaking Gary's hand, clapping him on the back, buying him drinks.